happy new year. Yeah, it's January. Friday the 13th. I'm actually recording this at 2 minutes past 2, Friday. Yeah, Asian time. I'm not really sure when you're going to be listening to this, but yeah, I just told you the time. Wow. 13 days into 2023, right? I actually wanted to do like a wrap-up of the whole of last year, and I was not in better spirits to do it, so I thought, hey, why don't I just come here and do it? You know, remember how I told you that I'd come here to breathe? So here I am, breathing. I've got something to say. We don't really like an every week podcast or something like that. I mean, we come up and we talk when there's a need to. And I feel like it's a need. Well, I felt rather there is a need to come here and just lay it out for all of you guys. Anyway, my people, how are you, you green tea sippers? I sure have missed you. Have you missed me? Well, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Yeah. Yeah, just don't. Anyway, I missed you. That's that. Oh, wow. What a tricky year 2022 was, hey? Really was a tricky year, actually. I mean, but anyway, that will all unfold in the next couple of days, and we shall all go through all of that, and we will be going through the trials and tribulations that we faced last year, and challenges which are more ahead in the year 2023. Anyway, it's Colbin Green for Green Tea. Remember your Asian lifestyle podcast? Yeah, I mean, I know that you tend to forget that, but yeah, little reminder. What's good? I'm good, actually. I've been better. I've seen better days, but anyway, hey. Yeah, well, it is what it is, right? So they say, it is what it is. And yeah, I'm just going to go with that. It is what it is. So anyway, Green Tea is making its way back to your devices, your listening devices, from my living room to your listening device for your listening pleasure. So I will be taking a journey, going to visit my friends, acquaintances, maybe, you know, and we're going to be wrapping up the whole of 2022, how the year was, how everything went, trials and tribulations, accomplishments, those are always there, you know. So we're just going to go and have a quick recap of the year. And before I embark on this journey, going into people's homes and invading their privacy, no, sorry, I won't be invading anyone's privacy, I'll just be going in there, invited, as I've already sent out invitations. Have I? Am I lying? No, I haven't, actually. I'm just going to show up. It's more fun that way. Ambush them. So we're going to their homes and we're going to be laughing and just doing the kikiing and the cackling and all that. Over wine, of course. We shall give the green tea a break, okay? Give the green tea a break. I mean, my God, 2022 came and the green tea did not even come through, right? It didn't come through for us in any shape, form, measure. So no, enough of the green tea. Second half, as they say in South Africa. Anyway, I'm South African, in case you're wondering. I am a South African boy living here in China. Can I still call myself a boy though? I think I still do qualify. I mean, in South Africa, you're only like a fully grown, matured adult after the age of 35, and I'm not even there yet. I know somebody is there, but I'm not gonna get into that. So yeah, I'll be going through a few cities in China, visiting my friends and just touching base. So sit tight and from my living room to your listening device for your listening pleasure, this is Green Tea, your Asian lifestyle podcast. You're still listening to Green Tea with your favorite host. I think I am. Hopefully. Colbin Green for Green Tea podcast, your Asian lifestyle podcast. So 2022 came, right? And left. Gone out the window. You know, end of story. Wrapped up. Yesterday's news. Somebody's probably cleaning the windows using 2022 as we speak. But what are the lessons that we learned in 2022? What did you learn? What did you achieve? What did you let go? And I remember that last year I actually did an episode with my cousin Prue, and then we actually dissected and went through the resolutions. Why do people make resolutions? Do they even see them through? I think I should actually do that again, you know, with someone else, but at a later stage. What did you learn in 2022? What did 2022 prove to you? Because, I mean, years do actually come out and prove a point, or you prove yourself right or wrong in countless situations. What does that think for you? What did you learn in 2022? And, you know, it's quite laughable how towards the end of any year, every year, basically, how people always go, you know, like on WhatsApp, I'm cutting off people, I'm doing this, I'm taking up a new sport, I'm taking up a new hobby, I'm going to learn a new language, I'm going to travel more, I'm going to write more, I'm going to stop procrastinating. Guilty of that, me, yeah, guilty as charged. What did 2022 actually bring forth? What did you learn? What did you forgo? What did you gravitate towards? You know, it's 13 days into the new year. Does the year feel any different? Does the year feel lighter than last year? What have you learned? What have you given up? What have you achieved? What did you lose? What did 2022 give or take? Wow, that's quite deep, right? Songs for storm make me self. Yeah, shouldn't I do amaze myself sometimes, but yeah. What did you lose? What did you give up? What did you achieve? What did you have to let go? How was the state of your mental health? What happened? You know, I mean, I'm going to walk you through my journey. 2022 was just, in the words of the late Queen Elizabeth, you know, 2022 is a year that shall not go down without, you know how the speech goes. Gosh, I forgot that. But anyway, I thought I had something. I had a brainwave. Forgive me. Okay, forgive me. I'm not going to try and be smart. Sure, I'll just keep it light. Am I? Damn. Yeah, that was disappointing. Anyway, back to the subject at hand. What did you achieve last year? What did you win? What did you lose? What did you learn? What did you have to let go? Did you have to choose yourself after a situation? Because, you know, in everyday lives, we get embroiled and we're dragged down, we're detracted by these situations. I mean, life will humble you. Honestly, life will humble you. I mean, I grew up and I thought things were this and that, and then I grew up like, oh my God. Yeah, that girl over there, we judged her, and now here we are in the same situation as her. Man. And people always say that, oh no, she was not serious. I'm like, no. Because, I mean, we're seeing it with ourselves. We are serious, but stuff just doesn't seem to come together sometimes. And then now you suddenly become aware that, oh my God. Kind of puts a spin, you know, it kind of emphasizes and solidifies the meaning, you know, behind the do not judge a book by its cover. Gosh, life is exhausting. Life is exhausting. Right. Being alive is a pleasure and a curse at the same time. Did I just really say that? Yeah, I did. Can't help it. I ramble at times. But that's that. So what I had to learn in 2022 actually was that I had to learn to stand up on my own. Came to China 2019. And it's weird how people say that like a smooth ride creates weak people and stuff like that, and a rough ride creates stronger people. I mean, upon arrival here, no lies, right? I got into a city, very small, desolate, isolated, nothing to do. You know, mental health was just up and down, a slippery slope. To this day, I still do thank my ex-boyfriend who actually visited me, and that was like a breath of fresh air. My God, that was oxygen. I'm not even sure if he's aware of how grateful I am that he showed up when he did, but anyway, yeah. I digress. Anyway, so that was a rough situation, right? I became stronger. And then fast forward a few months later, moved to a new city, met people, life was smooth again. And then I just somehow got caught up in this whole codependency situation and stuff like that, to a point that, you know, I just couldn't really be by myself. I just couldn't imagine it. I just didn't want to be by other, you know, I just couldn't be without other people, rather. Excuse me, because I'm drinking. So last year, a colleague who became a friend, my best friend actually, one of my best friends, we decided, like, listen, she was like, Colbin, let's just quit this job and just go somewhere unknown where nobody knows us. You go there, I go there, and start afresh. And boy, oh my. Well, we decided to embark on that journey. She went where she went, and I came where I came. Boy, oh my. Yeah. Drama. drama does not even begin to describe the situation. 2022 really taught me how to get up, survive, shower, put on your best clothes, show up. Because I really had to learn. So I learned how to be by myself. And it's weird though, I've always boasted about, no, I grew up this way and I can make it. No. Mm-mm. I mean, moving to a new town, a new province, a new everything, I mean, it does kind of take its toll on you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people can just transcend into such spaces and they just keep cruising. But no, it was no smooth sailing for me. Then academics on the other side as well. But anyway, something that I'm actually proud of, I did actually finish my master's. Yeah, did. Got that done out of the way. I am super proud of myself, actually. I am very proud. I got that done, and but still, 2022 was not a year without its trials and tribulations. I've also learned how to pick friends wisely. You know, if it's anything that 2022 actually showed me, or rather taught me, or revealed to me, was that life isn't actually the way that I predicted it, or rather made it out to be. No, it wasn't. I had to relearn how to survive. I had to relearn how to, I don't know, I had to relearn how to map out my own thinking process. I had to learn. I had to relearn to be me, if that makes sense. That's what last year revealed to me. I had to learn. I had to actually stand with my back against a wall and say, well, this is me, this is how I'm going into it. And that's that. I also had to learn how to let go of dead relationships. That's another one, that's a big one. You know how you have friends and that you grew up with, you had friends that you went to high school with, university, and then there was that ex-lover that just sort of lingered around and was like, oh, well, we are on this friendship basis, you know, we're friends and stuff like that. Damn it, no, man. And then after a long while, you realize that actually, I'm the one that's keeping the friendship alive. I mean, the other person is just indifferent. I mean, they're there. When you're there, good. But they never really come through when you expect them to, or they never really check up as much as you've been checking up on them. Dead flowers. I had to learn how to stop watering dead flowers. I had to learn how to stop nurturing dead relationships. I had to cut everything off. I had to sever all ties and move on. As hard as that may be, it had to be done. Yeah, it had to be done. 2022 also, it wreaked havoc. My mental health. My mental health was not at its strongest. No. I'd be lying. I mean, to be honest, if I'm being blunt, last year was just a horror movie. It was. I mean, I learned how to let go of old people, but I also opened myself up to make new connections. New connections, new healthy, uplifting connections. I mean, every city has its toxic people. You know, every town, every province, every country has toxic people. But then, you know, I'm always appreciative of making a positive connection to a lively and convivial soul, you know, to a kindred spirit and all that. And 2022 did actually give that to me. I did make some amazing friends. I had to lose some amazing friends because it just was no longer working. The friendship was no longer serving its purpose. I've had to say goodbye to family members as well who were no longer serving the purpose. You know? So, what did you learn? I mean, I've been yapping and rambling and all that. You know, I'm really hoping that you're paying attention and this is actually jogging your memory, and then you are taken aback slightly, and then you are inculcating all that I'm saying and you're applying it in your brain as you listen. You're multitasking. gosh, that was a twister. Yeah. 2022 is just a year that I'm willing to walk away from and not even look back, to be honest. Yeah, it was just horrendous, and I mean, there were some losses and there were some gains as well. Big mistakes were made, lessons were learned along the way. But yeah, it is what it is, you know. But anyway, I mean, I actually sat down and I really had the intention of making this very, very vulnerable and emotional with the teacher. But I'm having wine, so yeah. I don't know, I feel like a boss, actually. I'm having wine. See, I need to stay away from the green tea. I need to stay away from the green tea, honestly. No, but I love the green tea, though. I mean, the podcast is called Green Tea. Come on, Colbin, focus. Yeah, I am focused. So what did you learn? You know, oh, wait, who did you break up with? That was just bad and toxic for you. I mean, you all know those toxic people. You know what they say, you know, people. Let me just wrap this up nicely in a nice little boat. Toxic people always have their best sex, right? So, and then, you know, you probably have a friend out there who's still hanging on to the partner that is just really laying it down in the bedroom, and they're like, oh my god, if I leave this person, I'm never ever gonna meet someone that lays it down like him or her. I actually have a friend who suffers from this, actually. Yeah, and she's not even talking to me right now because I'm trying to actually get her to. Oh, man, people. You see, there's one thing, you know, when you try to advise somebody and then they just turn around and decide to make an enemy out of you. I'm like, yo, listen, I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm trying to be helpful here. Come on. I'm saying all of this in the meanest and harshest way, which I shouldn't, but then this is just me. Ask my sister. She knows the full wrath of my tongue. It's also a place of love, though. It's always from a place of love. But then that happens, right? So, girl ain't talking to me. You know, because she suffers from the same illness. You know, like I said, that toxic people have the best, you know, situations behind closed doors. So, did you have that? You know, did you have to walk away from that? Did you have to abandon or just disengage from a lifelong friendship because it just was no longer serving you? Did you have to do that? What did you gain? Did you finally get that job? Did you finally wrap up that thesis? Did you finally graduate? Did you finally go on that date? Did you finally ask that girl to go? Oh, boys, in my case. Actually, I've been in a few days, actually. I've been in a few dates. Yeah, nothing to write home about, but hey, you know, I'm always up for an out in the town, you know, a couple of drinks and a good steak. I've actually discovered that I actually enjoy Mexican food. So I feel like everybody that I go out on a date with, we just always end up going there. Yeah. I do love tacos and stuff. But anyway, this is not about me. This is about you. Did you have to leave people, you know, like that? Did you have to drop somebody? Did you finally muster up the courage and go like, Jayo, 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 as they say in Chinese? Did you finally go and talk to somebody and be like, yo, I like you. I gotta take you out. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh, yeah, I wanna go. And, you know, do you wanna have like some, do you wanna have like a drink? Do you wanna have like this? Did you? Oh my God. Did you finally lose your virginity? I mean, I know that Prince Harry lost his virginity as a teenager. Allegedly. I'm not trying to get a real lawsuit. Allegedly, to an older woman. Did you finally? Wait. But do we have virgins listening to green tea? God, y'all are messy. Y'all aren't wholesome like the green tea. I'm not a virgin, because you're wondering. But anyway, so that's that. You know, the lessons learned in 2022, losses, gains, new hobbies, new experiences. Did you finally get that job? Did you finally type up that resume for that job that you've been eyeing? Did you finally muster up the courage to go and say, hey, I know we've been beefing for a while. I'm sorry. Do you want to hug it out? I mean, I'm good at those. But, you know, I just somehow end up dealing with people who just can't say, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, I used to date a guy like that, and he's just... Actually, my ex, he never knew the word sorry. And now I'm talking to somebody, and they just can't seem to say, I'm sorry. Guy would actually just do something... Yeah. For lack of a better word, I'll just say, you know, something S-H-I-T-T-T-Y. And then disappear, and then show up. Like, hey, hi! Like, no! No, you Oompa Loompa. We say sorry first. You know? So, those are the lessons of 2022. What did you learn? What did you give up? And what are your future goals? Like I said, we're 13 days into the 2023 year. What are your goals? Have you made any goals? Have you made any resolutions? Are you finally joining the gym? Let me. Well, I need to share something that I'm really not supposed to share because my friend is bound to listen to this. So, anyway, as we're speaking on the phone, I said I'm going to go join the gym. And she said, well, you've been singing this song for months now. Well, I'm going to go somewhere and just get a quick snip or something and just, you know. Anyway, you get the picture. So, are you finally going to join the gym? Are you finally going to take up a hobby? Are you finally going to join that reading club? Actually, I should. I should take my own advice, though. No. Actually, I was supposed to have been added to the group of the book club of the city. But no, they all hate me, actually. And they didn't do that. God, I'm a mess, aren't I? But I love it. So that's that, then. What are your future goals? What are your aspirations? What do you hope to do differently than last year? Do you have any predictions of how the year is going to go? Do you have a solid goal in mind? Do you have that action plan to actually kickstart your career? Let's talk. Anyway, I think I've said pretty much a mouthful. And by the way, this is actually the first installment of 2023 of the Green Tea Lifestyle Podcast. Yeah, from my living room to your listening device. This was fun, actually. For like a diary moment, you know, like Big Brother, Dear Diary. Do they do it like that? I don't even know. But then you get the gist of what I'm saying. So this was fun. Yeah. No, I'm not drunk. Actually, I'm not drunk. So, like I said, I'll be visiting a few friends of mine and we're going to be talking about the last year. This is my story. I've shared mine, you know, so I've gone first and I have taken one for the team and stuff. So, what you're going to be hearing will be stories from in and around that beautiful country of China. Yeah, I'm really hoping to get more people to engage this time. I've spoken to a few and there's an interest, actually. As an interest. So, and you know me, I love stories. I love talking about people, you know, in general. And I love hearing other people's stories. Because, hey, the grass isn't always greener up here. There's a lot of stuff that happens. But anyway, which other country that does not have its own stuff happening? As long as we're happy and healthy and we're making the shmoney, we're good. So, anyway, from me to you, from my living room to your listening device, it's called Being Green. From Green Tea, your Asian and lifestyle podcast. Signing out until the next installment. Don't worry, leave the green tea alone. Grab yourself a bottle of wine. You deserve a bottle of wine, man. Get some Shiraz, get some Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc, get all of that. You know, get a Chardonnay, which I hate. It's revolting. But anyway, yeah, so get yourself some of that. And until next time, love, light, peace, and chivalry, as they say in creation.